B-Pod Studios.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
As always, a big thank you for checking out the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. It is Meltdown. Thank you so much for listening. If you didn't get a chance to check out last week's podcast, a couple good ones for you. I had Ben and Mike from Royal Blood talking about their new record and everything they've got going on in the band. By the way, one of the best bands I've ever seen live. I've never seen more sound come from two pieces on stage than with those guys. So if you get a chance, go back and check that out. As well as a really cool interview with Jeff Schroeder from the band Smashing Pumpkins. He joined the band back around 2006, I guess. And they have a new record out called Seer that's coming up. And you can hear what Jeff has to say about that, as well as a really cool story about Eddie Van Halen and how he got to meet him and also use his guitar tech on tour. So that's all on past episodes of the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. In the meantime, we flash back to today with Jack Russell from Great White. Jack just doing his thing out there, fishing, living on his boat, but that's all about to change. We talk about a recent surgery he has, new music they have coming up, and a ton more. It's Jack Russell from Great White today on Talkin' Rock. Hey, Jack, first of all, thanks for taking the call, man. How's things with you?
Things are great, man. Things are great. Just sitting here in the boat in the sun, just thinking about how cool life is, getting ready to move to Colorado, actually.
You are? Wait a second. Hold on. You're leaving the sun and the waves for Colorado?
You know, yeah. Yeah. Got to spend some time with my wife's son. She's been out here for 11 years with me, dealing with my stuff. You know, it's only fair. I mean, he's a great kid. And, you know, he needs to spend some time with his mom and me. You know, I need somebody to hang out with that's my own age.
Yeah, and so what are you going to do, sell your boat and just pick up and head out?
Yeah, it's already been done. We're getting ready to leave here in a few days.
Yeah, well, that's cool, man. At least you think about other people. That's what's good about you.
Yeah, you know, and I can always come back. You know, that's the thing, you know. Who knows what's going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
You can always come back. It all depends on what he's going to do. You know, he may want to go to college out here, and you know, he's you know, 15 right now, so he's got a ways to, you know, to go. And you know, like I said, he's somebody I can hang out with that's my own age. So it's a great thing, you know. We have a blast together. He is a great kid.
Yeah, that's cool. So what have you been doing during the pandemic to fill your time?
You know, just fishing and just trying to stay away from people. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
it's a drag because I'm a people person, you know,
right?
And it's such a, I don't know, it's a drag for everybody, man. I mean, it's not just for me. I mean, it's I don't know about what you've been doing, but it's just you try to stay away from everybody wearing your mask, and you know, some people, you know, don't even do that. They just, I mean, especially out here in Los Angeles. It's kind of get down by the beach and you'd think there was nothing going on. People don't wear their masks. They just walk around like it's one big party, you know. And it's like, dudes, don't you understand? I don't care if you get sick. Just don't get me sick.
Right, right.
You know.
Have you been doing anything besides fishing? Anything musical, like writing or anything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've been working on a new album. We have we just been mixing the second Zeppelin album, because we did, I don't know if you heard it or not, but we did a good album called Great Zeppelin back in 96.
Yeah.
And it was nothing but an album full of live Zeppelin. And we did that again. We did another one with different songs, and we're just mixing it right now. And it's killer. It came out great. I'm so excited about it. And that'll be out, you know, whenever the label decides to put it out. And we're working on new songs for the new album. And in the meantime, we're doing stuff with some friends of ours. Like, I did a video with Robin McCauley, Jack Russell and Friends, Hold the Line. And it's basically, it's me, Robin McCauley, sharing the vocals, Robbie Lochner, my guitarist, some other just amazing musicians. We did like a flamenco version of Toto's Hold the Line. And it's amazing.
Really?
So if you want to check that out, just go on YouTube or just Google Jack Russell and Friends Hold the Line and it'll come up.
Yeah, I think you threw that up on your Facebook, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah, it's up there.
It's a really great version. I'm really proud of it. You know, it was a lot of fun to do. We're getting ready to do Africa just as a follow-up.
Right.
You know, we just to stay busy, you know. We got to do something musical because, I mean, you know, it's like we're musicians. And right now, it's the worst time I've ever in my musical endeavors have ever experienced. I mean, you can't play.
Right.
I mean, you know, unless you want to, you know, take somebody's lives in your hands, you know, or your own life. I mean, there are bands playing, and it's just so irresponsible. You know, I mean, what if somebody gets sick and dies at your show? I mean, you know, I've had that happen, and I know how bad that feels. You know, and I can't see doing that purposefully, you know, knowing that could happen. And still doing it, but there are bands, I'm not going to name who they are, but there are bands that are still playing, you know, and I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I see them up on online and stuff, too. I was talking to someone recently, I think Eric Bloom from BOC, and he said they played some sort of, like, socially distanced concert. He said that they had about 2,500 people in this big venue, I guess, or something. They tried to keep everyone separated. It was outdoors somewhere. So maybe people are doing them safe. I just actually went to a drive-in concert a couple weeks back.
That's different.
Yeah,
now, that's different. See, that's cool. You know what I mean? Because you are separated.
Right.
You know, and that's a whole different thing. But if you're talking about playing clubs or casinos or, I mean, it's kind of hard to keep people distance.
Right.
You know, I mean, people were to come from the front row, they're not going to say, hey, wait, you know, just right dress, you know.
Hey, so you're talking about the Zeppelin thing here. I don't know if I've ever asked you this or if I've seen it as you talked about it. Have you ever met the Zeppelin guys and have they heard any of your stuff?
You know what? I know Robert Plant has heard my stuff. I know he's talked about me in interviews. There was one interview I was listening to, and he said they were talking about Coverdale, and they were bagging on him. And he was saying, oh, you see, rips me off, and he's such a ripoff. And the guy goes, what about that Jack Russell guy? And he goes, that Jack Russell guy sings better. You know, he goes, he sings more like me than I do on a good night.
That's
so
cool.
You know, he was praise. It was something about praise. And I heard there was another time he was out having dinner with the Whitesnake guys. He took them all out except for Coverdale, just to piss Coverdale off, you know. And all he did was bag on him. And he took all the wives out. And for a while, I was engaged to Susan Aldridge after she left Tommy, the drummer.
Yeah.
And she was out of that dinner, and she told me about it. She said, yeah, Robert Plant, they were talking, and Robert Plant said, he goes, yeah, he goes, that Jack Russell guy, he goes, you know, he goes, he sounds better than me on a good night. So, you know, it's true. I thought it was BS, you know, until I heard it myself, and then somebody else corroborated, and I was like, well, that's really, really cool. You know, I've never met the guy, but I'm glad that he thinks highly of me, because I thought he would be like, you know, oh, yeah, that guy's ripping me off, you know. And, you know, I wasn't. I was singing his stuff as a tribute to him, you know.
But obviously he played a huge influence on you growing up.
Oh, huge. Yeah, him, Steven Tyler, you know, Ian Gillan, Alice Cooper. I mean, there was everybody that I ever listened to and liked was an influence.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's cool. So when you're doing these Zeppelin songs, does it ever cross your mind that you know that the Zeppelin guys could hear this, or do you just pound them out as best you could and kind of just kind of live in the moment?
Well, no, you know, you just do the best you can, and you know, you you think that, you know, that maybe someday they'll hear it, you know. I mean, they've heard the other stuff, you know. Maybe they'll hear this too, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't do it with that in mind. You do it just because it's fun to do and you can do it well. You know, there's no doubt that I could sing it well, you know, and I mean that with all humility.
Right.
It's just the way my chords were made, you know, whatever the way God configured them. It was the timbre is such that it's really similar to Robert Plant's, so it makes it fairly easy for me to sing his stuff and sing it close, you know.
And what about some of the new stuff you're working on with the band? Can you talk about that?
It's beefy, man. It's really, really,
really
good. I wanted a record, yeah. The last record I loved. I loved the last record. It was very eclectic, and it was different. But this record, I wanted to be more ballsy, more just like kicking in the nuts, more like AC/DC, you know, kind of stuff. And not like that, but with the intent of it being just, you know, just ballsy, you know, just rip your guts right out. And the stuff we have so far is really right there. And you know, we're just continuing to write more. You know, now me and Robbie will have to write, you know, through Skype.
Oh, is that what you've been doing?
No. We write together when we write. I go to his house and we write, you know. But I'll be, when I'm out of town, we're going to have to.
Oh, I got you. When you go to Colorado, yeah. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of
different.
It's kind of cool with the technology we have nowadays. You can do all that kind of stuff.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You know, thank God, man, or that would be a lot of plane flights.
So back in the day when you would write, obviously you guys got together and wrote, right? I mean, but there's also a certain organic feel to that as well, right?
Sure, of course, yeah. You know, and that's, you know, why I'm a little reluctant, a little apprehensive about writing, you know, without being with the guy, you know. And if I have to, you know, if I don't like it, I'll just fly back to L.A., you know, and spend some time, you know, with my guitarist and whatnot, and we'll write, and then I'll just fly home and come up with some ideas, and I'll fly back to L.A. and we'll write. You know, whatever's going to make the record the best, you know, whatever's going to make it the best sounding album, I'm not going to sacrifice quality just because I'm in a different state.
Right.
You know? I can, you know, figure that one out and change it, you know?
Mm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So what kind of stuff is influencing you nowadays as far as your writing is concerned?
Same stuff always, you know. I mean, I think everything, like Pink Floyd said, all you touch and all you see is all your life will ever be, you know?
Yeah.
And I agree with that, and especially musically, you know. I mean, everything I've ever heard and liked, I think, has somehow found its way into my music.
Mm.
And, you know, there's still a lot of writing to do. There's still a lot of stuff I've heard and liked that I haven't touched on, you know. So I think, you know, it's going to be, you know, I want to make a record that's kind of Zeppelin meets Aerosmith meets AC/DC, you know, meets Deep Purple, you know. That's kind of what I want to do.
Yeah, all those.
But, you know, you say that, and you come out with something that sounds like Mary Poppins. You don't know what you're going to write, man. I mean, it's all up to the gods, you know.
Well, I don't know. I can honestly say I've never heard you sound like Mary Poppins or anything you've done, so I think you're safe there.
God, I hope so.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that would be horrible.
So, anyways, outside of music and stuff, how you doing, man? How's your health? All that kind of stuff.
Health is great. Health is great. I just had my left hip replaced, which I've been needing for years, you know, and it's just great. It's just great. I'm a whole new man. I feel like I'm 20 years old, you know. I wish I would have done it 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, when they told me I should have. I just kept putting off. And now what if it doesn't work? What if it makes it worse? What if? You know, and I finally said the pain was just too outrageous. I said, all right, you're going to get rid of the pain? They go, yeah, cool. We were telling you that. I go, okay, do it. And I came out and I was like, wow. My back doesn't hurt. My leg doesn't hurt. It's incredible. And I was up walking the first day, you know. I mean, I'm not walking perfect, but I mean, you know, that's going to take a little bit, but not like I don't have time in my hands right now.
Right.
You know.
Well, how long ago was that?
That was about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I feel great. I felt fantastic. I mean, there's no pain whatsoever. They found a piece of bone about as big as half a baseball floating around in my leg, in my thigh. Just like inside muscles, like, you know, inside of my thigh muscle, just floating around. It was from when I shattered my femur. It had, like, grown a bone spur and then broke it off. So it was just kind of like cruising around through the muscles. And I mean, I can't imagine. That's where, you know, a lot of the pain was coming from, you know. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, really? I mean, the body can do some pretty weird things, man.
Right.
Especially mine. You know.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, was last month, September, you're 5 years sober. Is that right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's going great, man. It's going great.
Congratulations.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I talked to all sorts of guys in your situation, in your boat, and that kind of kicked the habit. I'm talking to all sorts of my friends that are on 5, 10, 7 years. David Ellison's on 31 years. You know, it's like all these guys, man. They sober up, and they got to feel good about that.
Yeah, you know, I should have had a lot more time, but I went out again. You know, I had 8 years at one point. I had, you know, another 2.5 years at one point. But I mean, you know, the point is right now, the good thing is I'm sober, and hell, I even quit smoking cigarettes.
Really?
You know, yeah, and that was a coup. You know, that was like a major coup. So, you know, that's that in and of itself is a real big deal.
That was one of the hardest things I ever did, for sure. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it was the hardest thing I've ever done. I mean, any drug, anything, there's nothing been harder than doing that. Because you can always go, I'll just stop tomorrow.
Right.
That was my big thing. Oh, yeah, just tomorrow. You know, I'll just have a couple of days and then, you know, I'll quit tomorrow. And then when I found out I had COPD, I was like, oh, okay, well, I think it's time to quit now.
I'll quit today, yeah, right. What was, I think the doctor told you had to quit drinking, right? Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they said if I get on and quit drinking, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was pretty much a no-brainer. You know, not that death appeals to me, so I decided to follow. I decided to follow doctor's orders for once. You know,
yeah, good for you. And now you're approaching your 60th birthday, man. You got any big plans? I know you're moving to Colorado and stuff, but do you have anything planned? Have you thought about it at all?
Yeah, I'm going to turn 59.
Oh, I thought you're turning 60 this year.
No, oh, okay. I am, but my plan is to turn 59.
Just kind of hang out there. All right, yeah, just stay at that level. There you go. Most women want to turn 29, right? So you're 59.
Yeah, then next year I'll turn 58, and the year after 57.
Well, you got a new hip. You quit drinking. You quit smoking. You are going backwards now, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's time to start turning the clock back, you know?
Yeah, that's that.
Well, let's see. I'm just going to hang out with my family, my nieces and my nephews and my son, my stepson and my family out there, and just enjoy Colorado, you know? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a trip, you know, not living on water. I've been on the water for, you know, 30 years on and off.
Yeah.
California has been my home since I was born. But I'm looking forward to it. I really am, you know. And it's only fair to my wife. She's been out here for, like I said, 11 years dealing with me and dealing with this crazy place. She came out there and went, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? You know, I mean, seriously, she was just like culture shock on 10, you know?
Yeah. I want to ask you this. Here's a question for you. What do you think is the question you get asked the most by fans?
Let's see. How did the band get together?
Originally?
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, you know, this one guy had a set of car keys. He lived across the street from a guy who owned a stereo, and his cat psychiatrist was a friend of mine. And it's like the, you know, the question you just don't want to answer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's making some retarded thing. But that's probably the most asked question, you know.
I remember talking to Tony. I texted you when I talked to Tony, and you had, what was the question you told me to give him? Something about there was a prank you guys played back in the day. I'm trying to remember what it was. Anyways, he told me a funny story about how you guys would smash some of the cabinets. You had mock cabinets up on the stage, and someone threw a guitar through one, and that was really funny. Like back in the day, I kind of forgot that back in the day, I guess you might have had to do some of that stuff since you had limited space and probably you know, you want to carry around all these huge cabinets. But some of that stuff was just for a show and effect, eh?
Yeah. We used to have, like, you know, pseudo marshals.
Right.
You know, they were just cabinets, and they had the material on the front, and we stacked them all on top. And then there was the real marshals were backstage, you know, mic'd up in an ISO cabinet. And the other marshals, the other cabinets were just for shows. He had a wall of cabinets, you know, behind the drummer. You know, you'd have some, like, you know, 10 feet high by, you know, 30 feet wide on each side of the drummer. So it was nothing but cabinets, you know. It looked really cool. But, you know, if you wanted to, you could stick your guitar through one, you know, and people would be like, oh, my God. You know, wow, he's really radical. It's like, no, he just put his guitar through some cloth. No big deal. Didn't hurt it. You know, we'll just put more cloth on it tomorrow.
Yeah, I was watching a documentary recently about those days in the 80s. And, of course, you know, the Metal Years documentary, The Decline of the Western Civilization, man. Whew, there was some, I was growing up in that era. You were living in that era. There was some pretty wild stuff.
Oh, yeah, it was really gnarly. It was crazy. I mean, there was no holds barred. You did whatever you wanted to do. And it was amazing the stuff you could actually get away with. I mean, pretty much rock stars were held, you know, up on this pedestal. And whatever we wanted to do, we could do. And nobody would say anything. Because it was like, oh, my God, he's so-and-so from that band. You know, he sold millions of records. Oh, he's a rock star. You know, he can do anything. And it was, people were just so amazed and impressed with us that, you know, I remember I went to this restaurant called Dama Grabs, and it's like this really, really, you know, high class Indian food. And they have a fountain in the middle of the restaurant. We went there for my birthday one year. And I was just rotted. I came in with a bottle of Jack Daniels, and I was pummeled. And we're eating, and I'm not hungry because I'm wasted. And I get this idea to get in this food fight, so I'm starting throwing food. And I'm, mind you, I'm throwing food at everybody, at the other customers, you know. And it turned out they'd give me my birthday cake, and I just went nuts with that, smashing on everybody. And then I remember standing in the fountain in the middle of the restaurant washing myself off, and they didn't do anything. And, of course, Capital had to pay for everybody's dinner, you know, the record company. It was just another one of those nights, you know, that you just do whatever you want. I mean, those are the days. Those are so much fun. That'll never happen again. You just can't do that again.
Especially nowadays, with the cell phones and social media and everything else.
Yeah, no, you can't. And you know, it was just, those are such days. I was so glad I was there during that time. And so glad I could be a part of that, because it was what being a rock star was supposed to be all about.
Right.
You know, when you're a rock star, you're supposed to be able to do whatever you want.
That's
right. And just go nuts and never get in trouble, you know.
Yep.
I'm not saying I didn't get in trouble. I got arrested a few times. But, you know, those are mistakes.
I know. Hey, we all made them. So, well, listen, Jack, it's great to hear your voice. Congratulations on the sobriety. Good luck with the new album and all that stuff. And keep me posted. And if I don't talk to you, I'll try to send you a text on your birthday. But have a happy birthday if I don't talk to you here in the next month or so.
Thanks, Melton. I appreciate it, buddy. It's great to hear your voice, too, man. Let's talk soon.
Jack Russell on the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. Good to hear from Jack, as always. I've known Jack for, it's got to be close to 30 years or so since the first time I met him way back another lifetime ago. But Jack, of course, has lived the hard life, man. Sober for 5 years now, so good for him. Back on the mend after his hip surgery. And really turning his life around. So I can't tell you the amount of rock stars I talk to on a weekly basis. If you've ever listened to this podcast in any sort of regularity, you hear that a lot of these guys are now sober. They lived a hard life, and then they just decide to call it quits. In Jack's case, a doctor told him, he said, hey, look, you stop drinking or you're going to die. It's just that simple. So Jack took his advice, and that's where we are now. So good for Jack. In the meantime, thank you so much for checking out the podcast. We'll do it all over again real soon. I'm going to let the guy with the big voice take us out.
Thank you for listening to Talkin' Rock with Meltdown. You can help this podcast grow by giving it a 5-star rating and writing a review on Apple and iTunes. Plus, feel free to subscribe and share it with your friends. Until next time, thanks for listening to Talkin' Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.